Your weekend outlook this Friday is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Good Friday morning. Welcome to the program. We're going to get you ready for the weekend. Start off with something that's going on next week. You can support the 4-H Scholarship Fund by enjoying a hearty meal at the 4-H Ham and Bean Fundraiser. Mark your calendars for Wednesday, January 29th. That's next week on Hump Day from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Lions Club building at the fairgrounds. The meal includes a big bowl of ham and beans, cornbread, and cookies, all for just $10. You can dine in, pick up, or have it delivered. So be sure to pre-order to ensure availability. You can fax your order to 965-5237. Of course, stick a 270 in front of that. There's an order form on the Crittenden County Extension's Facebook page. I would say you can also give them a call out at the Extension office at 965-5236. And today is the deadline to place your order. Now, here is Kayla Maxfield to tell you about another Extension program that's just around the corner.
This is Kayla Maxfield with the Crittenden Press, and I am here with Miss Dee Heimgartner and Rebecca Woodall from the Extension office, as well as Miss Shanna West from H&H, and they are going to kind of give us some information about some fun things going on this weekend.
All right, so we have a fun event with Organization Storage Container Tower. And we're going to partner with H&H on this. Ms. Rebecca is going to give some organization tips. We're going to do some tool safety. And then Shanna and the team here at H&H is actually going to let you build a storage, plastic storage tote container unit.
Wow, that's awesome. So how'd this come to be?
This was Dee's baby. She came in one day and said, I have an idea for a program if you want to do it with me. So then we got with Shanna, and she was all on board too.
That's super excited. So what's the price? Kind of tell me the timeline. What do people need to do?
Costs $60, and you do need to tell us either at the Extension office at 270-965-5236 or call Shanna, and she can get you signed up. Starts at 10 a.m., and Shanna can probably tell us how long it'll take to build, roughly estimate.
We're really not sure.
Okay. All right. Perfect. So this is Saturday. This Saturday,
yes,
right? The 25th
yes,
of January yes. starts at 10 a.m. and it's right here at H&H. What do you think about it, Shanna? Are you excited?
We're excited.
Oh, yeah.
One of our initiatives for this year was to really involve the community in a lot of projects and hands-on things and learning, get tools in the hands of everybody. So this falls right in line with our initiative.
Well, I'm pretty excited about it. I'm going to have to come check it out.
Absolutely.
I need a little help with some
Absolutely.
Tools, you know? All right. So, yeah, give the Extension office a call at 270-965-5236 and get signed up for this. It's going to be a really fun activity for some community involvement.
In case you didn't notice it, there's a photograph on the website this morning that will show you what one of these organizers looks like. Now, that cost, that $60 fee, includes three totes as well as the supplies to build the wooden frames. So, great deal. The totes alone are a great value. Also in the news this week, you can read all about it in the Crittenden Press. The grand jury in Crittenden County has indicted half a dozen people here on felony charges. And Livingston County has also indicted six individuals in felony cases in that county. Again, you can read all about those cases in this week's Crittenden Press, which came out yesterday. Now, one of those cases includes a multi-count indictment against Chris McKinley, 39, of Marion, who was involved in that incident where he allegedly ran over the Marion police chief, Bobby West, with a motorcycle back several weeks ago. West was slightly injured in the incident, and McKinley was on a run for about 2 months before he was eventually located in Marion. And for all you young folks who are getting ready to get a driver's license, you might be interested to know that a bill that will be before the Kentucky General Assembly next month will or could possibly lower that age to where you can get your permit when you're 15 years old. more about that in the Crittenden Press. The world famous Harlem Globetrotters will be at Murray next week on Monday, January 27th at the CFSB Center. You can get tickets to that event online. Just Google search Globetrotters at Murray State University's CFSB Center.
Hey, this is Brennan Cruz with the BP Cruise Company here in Marion, Kentucky. For all your small delivery needs, whether it be rock, landscape rock, mulch, topsoil, or sand, give us a call at 270-704-5296. That's the BP Cruise Company, Marion, Kentucky.
And as I mentioned on the program earlier in the week, Monday was the final day of the deer season. The archery portion of the season went out. So Monday was your last day to pursue white-tailed deer, and the results are in. Crittenden County's final harvest was 2,611. That's 2,611. That's a little short of where we were last year at 2,668. I was down at Family Butcher Shop visiting with Herman Yoder a few days ago, and he was telling me that later in the season he took in more deer than he typically does. So it was a slow start to the deer season this year with some tough weather during the rifle portion of the season. Now Herman processes about 30% of the deer harvested in the county. He did over 700 this time, and 80 of those went to Hunters for the Hungry. You can read more about the deer harvest in next week's Crittenden Press, including articles about this year's winners of the Big Buck Contest, which is sponsored by the Marion Tourism Commission and Hodges Sports and Apparel. The winner this year in the youth portion was a two-time winner, back-to-back for Hudson Lanham. He harvested the biggest buck in that division. And then in the adult division, Travis Carswell of North Carolina harvested a really nice-looking buck. You can see a picture of that for all you deer hunting fans out there. And there will be a couple of meetings today I'll tell you about. The Solid Waste Committee will meet at the county office complex this morning at 9 a.m. to review the solid waste ordinance and a permit application for a construction, demolition, and debris landfill. Also, the ad hoc committee will meet at the county office complex today at 3 p.m. For the purpose of reviewing and discussing options regarding the county attorney's office space. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. So it's a big day in sports for Rocket fans. The Lady Rockets advanced on Wednesday night to the quarterfinals of the All-A Classic State Tournament by beating Martin County 51-32. You've probably already seen that score. A lot about it on social media and online. Those Lady Rockets got off to a really slow start in that game, but their determination and will to win overcame some really poor shooting early in the game. And I think whenever history has an opportunity to apply its vision to that game, as we look back on it in a historical perspective, the Rocket fans will probably count that as one of the best wins in school history because of the team's ability to overcome adversity. That game, again on Wednesday, was led in scoring by Anna Boone, who had 17, and Jordan Hodge, who had 16. Now, the Lady Rockets will play then that quarterfinal round today at 1 p.m. in Owensboro at the Sports Center. And they will be taking on Louisville's Whitefield Academy, a team that is 13-3. Whitefield beat Knox County Central 35-30 in the opening round late Wednesday night. If the Lady Rockets can win today, they will play again tomorrow, and then the championship game is set for 2 p.m. on Sunday. All those are at Owensboro. Lyon County's boys basketball team is also playing in the All-A State Championship this week in Owensboro. They won today 72-53 over Martin County, same school that Crittenden County beat. and they will advance in the tournament as well. Of course, the Lions are coached by Crittenden County graduate Ryan Perry, probably more well known as the father of Travis Perry, who is now playing for the Kentucky Wildcats. Now, the Lyon County Lions play today at 5 p.m. in the quarterfinal round. They will be taking on Pineville. That's also at Owensboro's Sports Center. Speaking of Travis Perry, he and the Kentucky Wildcats will be taking on Vandy Saturday at 1:30 p.m. That game will be played down in Nashville. And that's a wrap on today's sports. Keep an eye out online this afternoon for all the action from Owensboro. We'll keep you informed with regular posts on X, formerly known as Twitter. We'll have some game time coverage on our Facebook page, and then following the game, stats, highlights, photographs, video, all the follow-up from the game will be posted on the Crittenden Press online under the Sports tab. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.